Yo, it's me, your boy, Dakota Price, the host of Trust Me, My Friends, and Expert. This is the Trust Me, My Friends, and Expert podcast here at Mutiny Radio. And today we got Spencer Devine back in the fucking booth, dude.
Woo! I made it. Not dead yet.
Not dead yet. Not, can't kill us, dude. We're fucking living forever, dude. Immortal.
Yeah, this is the Highlander comedy hour.
Out here eating ass and smoking grass,
there,
dude.
There can only be one.
Yeah, dude. Fucking got ACG, got fucking Gandhi exclusives up in this bitch. Gandhi exclusive.
Yo,
fucking, this is dope, dude.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say AC Slater. And I'm like, oh, it makes no sense. Hey, fuck, he's not here.
Yeah, I was like facing away from y'all. Now we're making this a real conversation.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, this is the birthday stream, dude. Fucking the birthday. Fucking.
Now everyone knows. I don't know if you were trying to keep it a secret.
No, dude. Buy me shit. Give me something. My Cash App is James Baxter 23. James Baxter 2332. That's what it is. $ James Baxter 2332. Shamelessly plug in. Like, if you want to send me like some money for my fucking birthday. Like,
yeah, if you don't have a Cash App, just leave some cash in a manila envelope and then send a private message to Mutiny Radio's Instagram where you left your manila envelope, and we will organize to pick it up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Dakota, why don't you tell us all your address so we can send donations straight to your home?
Yeah, we want to send things to your house.
So I live in a bungalow underneath a bridge, it's really nice. I just stole a fucking mini fridge from another homeless person.
So the bridge? Just send stuff to the bridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Anyway, yeah. So we're resuming the podcast like usual, man. Got Spencer up in here, my expert on all things improv and jokes and fun stuff and the good comedies. He's taught me a lot.
Really vague.
Was
thing to be an expert of.
Yep.
I am an expert of all the things. Okay, you have a thing, I got it.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of Dresden Files.
What the fuck is that?
You know the Dresden Files? It's like a police procedural drama, but with a bunch of supernatural shit.
Oh, sick.
He's like a supernatural. He's a wizard who helps the police. Don't worry about it. I've been watching a lot of wizard shit and dragons and ghosts and stuff, and I'm kind of a nerd for that because I do Dungeons and Dragons and stuff like that too. So anything with like supernatural shit, I'm into. Even the show Supernatural was good until they brought in angels and shit, and then it got complicated.
Okay, I kind of liked that all the way up, but I dropped out about season 12. Like, there's like two more seasons after that.
Oh, fuck. I don't know how many seasons in I got. I just think once they brought in heaven and hell, like Christian heaven and hell, it became less interesting.
Yeah, it got a little weird.
There was like there was an episode where they had like a pantheon of like Hindu gods and like all the different gods came together. I thought that was cool. But then when they were like, oh, we're talking about regular God
and he
Satan.
Fucking smited the shit out of all of them. Did you see that? Like the real, like the guy that was pretending to be Loki was actually a fucking. Spoiler alert for those of you that haven't watched Supernatural, the fucking guy that was posing to be Loki was actually a god, like an angel, a high choir of angels.
Lame.
Yeah, and he was pretending to be Loki to like
Loki's cooler.
Yeah. Anyway.
What about aliens though?
They did an aliens episode, but it turned out to be angels again.
No, I just mean like in general.
I like aliens. You watched anything
else
on aliens?
Those count as fantasy?
That's sci-fi, dog.
I mean, there is sci-fi fantasy.
Oh man.
They are different genres.
Sci-fi western like Firefly, you know.
If they're on the same category on Tubi, you know, they're the same. Like they never have like a sci-fi section and a fantasy section. It's always sci-fi and fantasy.
Oh yeah.
Cuz they're like, you know, same pig, different dress. I like how I was gonna say that and see if anyone stopped me on it.
You know, I've dead ass like I used to have this drug dealer back home, and
I believe you.
Yeah, so I used to have this drug dealer back home, and I would ask them questions, and they you know, I'd be like, "Are you serious?" And he'd look at me dead in the eyes, and he'd be like, "Is a pig's pussy pork?" I'd be like, "Is it?" is it?
Technically. I don't know that anyone specifically goes out of their way to.
I just got a text. I just got canceled. All right, everybody. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, it took that long to get here?
It was PETA. It was PETA, dude.
You've been canceled for years, dude.
You got canceled a long time.
Yep. The first time you heard that pork pussy joke. It's just, you know.
Dude, I've heard some jokes that, like, if hearing the joke could get you canceled, ooh, I'd be canceled. I've heard some.
Well, you're from
Yeah, from the place Texas, that the worst jokes are in the world are invented. I
don't know about pork. Could you stuff it, Pam? Yeah, stuff that pork uterus. I'm multiple horned for that uterus.
Yeah, I know a little bit about pig pussy.
Name two things you know.
All right. After the male pig inseminates the female pig.
Okay.
Leaves in a mucus plug so no other pig can
get close to the mic.
Wow.
Mucus plug.
Yeah, we had to make sure that the audience heard mucus plug.
Just get a little
mucus plug.
Oh, that's crazy.
Name a second thing.
You only need to know that one thing about pigs.
Oh, I said two things though. You know, that's just
they don't sweat.
I know that ducks have multi-chambered fallopian tubes, so they can close and open their tubes. So if a duck has sex with them and they don't want to have a baby with that duck, they can be like, "Nope, we're gonna go into my false uterus," and then it doesn't make a baby.
All right, so here we go.
Because male ducks are rapey.
So what we do is, as an anti-raping agent, which we shouldn't have to make in the first place, it's gonna happen. They're probably already thinking about it. We take duck DNA. We infuse it with humans, and then now we have the X-Men, and starting up a school, baby.
But with various duck powers, like why just ducks? I have the power to know which way is south. Oh, Craig, you get to stay on the team technically because you went through the trials, but
I think it's because I walk like.
One guy gets injected with duck DNA, and then he just always covers the bill, you know?
Oh,
just
shit.
Financially responsible. Duck power.
That was good, dude. That was so... Fuck.
I've written a lot of duck and geese material, so... I've got bird puns, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, shit.
And if I don't, you know, I'll probably just wing it. Shut up. Oh, shut up. Shut up.
Damn.
I'll go home now. I've done my job.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to Diet Coke.
Damn, dude. All right.
What else do you know about?
What else do I know about?
Get the fucking mic closer to you.
I know about getting very close to the mic and talking into it.
There you go. You can pull it closer to you if you need to. Like, get comfortable. And don't be lame.
I'm not comfortable because now I also would like a Diet Coke.
You want this one?
All right. Yeah. Well, this is a fucking Diet Coke moment.
What have you gotten for your birthday?
Nothing.
Bullshit.
So wait, what did I get for my birthday?
Some weed that you turned into brownies.
Yeah, I guess I was, yeah, that worked out. That was like a birthday gift. Yeah, that's what I got. Because
you got to keep the brownies.
I got to split them. We split it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I paid like, it was like, like 2 ounces.
I mean, that weed. Sounds like a, yeah, yeah.
It was like two, it was like 2.5 ounces of weed. It was a lot of weed.
To make that many brownies that would each be 350 milligrams, yeah, yeah, a lot of plant material had to go into it.
Yeah.
Well, oil. But, you know, I.
Yeah.
If you had just straight oil, you could add it.
Yeah.
We just got, the strongest thing we have right now is syrups.
The 1,000 milligrams?
Mm-hmm.
I love those. I like them. The dosaging is what I really like. I like to be able to control it, you know? But sometimes you get a little heavy-handed on the pour. Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, what's this? When you get to that amount of milligrams, depending on the bottle, it's what, a cap?
Yeah, how many milligrams is like cap? Like your usual? Like what's a good dose for you?
That's the thing, is I generally avoid edibles.
Yeah?
Just... because they always sit heavy on me. Like, I can smoke a bunch of weed and still operate, but if I eat, like, a ton of edibles, I'm just going to be sleepy. Oof. And then I'll be like, when can I go home and not be around other people?
Yeah.
Like, I can do edibles at home at night, just, and then I know they'll fucking knock me out.
Yeah. I've been... doing like max dosages, and like, I don't know, it's just like it helps with my chronic pain for the most part, because it's like, how I'm not gonna notice how bad my feet are hurting because I'm blitzed out of my fucking mind.
Yeah, you know? I mean, but like an operating, it's hard to gauge it. I could probably do like 30 plus if I'm trying to just do like a standard medium dose.
Yeah.
10's a little small, and like 50 is a little much.
Yeah, yeah, I get you. That makes sense.
So yeah, somewhere in the middle.
For me, I like about 100 to 200. Like, that is like a good, that's a good go about.
A lot.
Yeah. I like that range right there. Like,
Do you do that in one?
Yeah, yeah. So
the same time, or do you do 100 over like an couple hours?
No, so I do like 100 all at once. So like for most, like for like the average person, you know, like 10 milligrams will fuck them up. Like, that's what 100 is for me. And right. I think it has mostly to do with partially my size and just
tolerance. Yeah. You've been smoking for a long time at this point, so
I am a weed. That is one thing I could really say I am an expert on. I am a marijuana expert. I am a weed expert for sure.
Sure. When's the last time you didn't smoke?
When I was in jail
for a prolonged amount of time. How long ago was that?
2018.
Yeah. So, I mean, before then you were smoking up until that point, and then you were in jail for a little bit, and then it's been like 5 years that you haven't stopped.
I was on probation, but like, and I would take like month stops like here and there.
Well,
like,
that's enough to get your tolerance back.
Yeah. So
down
like,
a
yeah.
Bit,
so like
months.
For like, okay, so let me explain. Actually, let me think like this. Like, so I went to jail in 2018, so I fucking didn't smoke weed that whole year, and then I got out, and I didn't smoke weed for, actually, I did really good for the first 6 months I was on probation, and then I started fucking up, like, every couple of visits I'd smoke, and then it was, like, every time I'd be smoking, like, at least once or twice, like, a month.
Right.
So it was, like, 3 or 4 times a month, and then, like, I don't know, I don't even remember, then COVID happened. And then fucking I was on probation during COVID, and I didn't even have to go back to the office. Like,
were you passing your drug tests, though?
Yeah, because I would do the fucking detoxes and stuff. This is incriminating as fuck. Nah.
hypothetically, of course.
Yeah.
That's what you would have done.
That's what I would have done.
You were gonna
If I had done it, is how I would have done it. Thanks, OJ.
Yeah, so just so y'all know, those detox drinks fucking work, dog.
Reportedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Yeah, never experienced it myself firsthand. At least third hand.
Damn, that's how you know that. Anyway, guys, let's switch to a different topic. So we were watching this thing about frogs earlier. Do you know anything about frogs, Spencer?
Anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you know?
Do I know anything about
frogs? What you know about frogs?
What a base-ass question. Hey, you know what frogs are? You ever heard of them? Yeah,
in
yeah. I have base knowledge on frogs. And also, if you yeah, there's a frog. They can like freeze their bodies, and they live in like the Arctic. These frogs, and then they'll hang out in the water, and it'll get so cold that they freeze. And then when the heat comes back and it thaws out all the ice, the frog's fucking fine, and it just starts being alive again.
Like cry.
Isn't that insane? It goes into they literally cryogenically freeze themselves, yeah. And then they're fine.
Yeah, that's super lit.
It's a cool frog fact.
Yeah, dude, frogs are pretty neat. They I don't know if I have any other cool frog facts. There's that frog that can it's a lizard. The lizard that runs across the water.
Oh yeah.
They might call it the Jesus lizard.
The fan geckos or whatever.
It's not called the Jesus lizard?
It is, but they have like these fucking they have like the big fan necks.
They might.
Not a frog though.
Not a frog. What were you gonna say about frogs?
So I was recently seeing that there's this article about these kids in Florida taking these invasive toads and boiling them to get high, like drinking the liquid.
Seems like a really long way to get high.
It's really fucked up. But like animals and shit, like dogs and cats would like lick the toads and eat the toads and get fucked up. But fucked up those kids would do that, but I was thinking about like the Bufo alveolus. Like there's a frog out there that has like these glands. Like Mike Tyson talks about it, and he's like, you milk the toad, you smoke the toad, dude. And like it's the 5-MeO-DMT toads. Like,
Mike Tyson did the toads that he licked when he was on that podcast?
Yeah, the 5-MeO.
Yeah, I heard that episode.
Yeah.
That was nuts.
Yeah, you can milk 5-MeO-DMT. You can allegedly milk 5-MeO-DMT from Bufo alveolus toads. But they're endangered and protected, and you shouldn't do that. And if you were, I'm not saying you should, to ever like source 5-MeO-DMT, do it synthetically because the people that do it for the toads hurt them. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always felt like there's a lot of ways, a lot of different drugs and ways to get high that are just extra effort with very little added benefit.
Yeah.
Why would I go through all that when I could just like buy some acid from a dude
to a dispensary and, you know, like a variety of options
instead
of
processing a poisonous toad?
Or like, you know, people that are like, I'm not even going to say it out loud. I was like, freeze raid in a bag.
Or
in the freezer.
You remember Jenkum?
Yeah.
The idea that when they pranked everyone into thinking you could poop in a jar and just like smell the fumes to get high. And a bunch of people did it. And then they're like, oh, that's a prank. did you do it? Because you're dumb.
Oh shit.
I think that's the ultimate like extension of what I was talking about, like going to stupid lengths to get high when you don't have to, and someone was like, "Oh, I bet they'll do this." And then people did it.
Why would
get high on your own?
And they did it. And then they were like, "Oh, I don't feel any. I'm going to eat a bunch of nutmeg." Why?
Why would I roll a joint when I could just sniff this rubber cement jar?
There's so much goes into rolling. What do you think I have? Fingers of steel?
Oh my god.
Give me one of those computer cleaner cans.
I just want to breathe and get high. That's it.
Dude. Bro.
Have you seen My Strange Addiction? That show?
Coffee enemas.
Oh, it's fabulous. Just everything on it is good.
I actually, like, ever since the coffee enema thing, I'm like, I'm tempted.
There was the there was the lady that would eat the glue from like those glue markers. And they're like, that's not even gonna get you high. It's just like, so they weren't sure why she did it. It's like a weird psychological trigger because she wasn't getting any like drug benefit from it. Yeah. Are you working camera? Woo! We're on the radio.
On,
Let's see if I have any more cool frog facts.
I got some more frog facts. So there's some frogs that you can see through. The clear frogs. There's frogs that like literally are clear.
Yeah.
And then there's frogs that can change their fucking genders.
Sure. Like the,
learned that from Jurassic Park. And yeah. The frogs are gay. Like that fucking Alex Jones, like the frogs are gay. Like it's real. Like it's real. The frogs are actually gay, people. Like, if you were wondering, like Alex Jones was right about Bohemian Grove and gay frogs. Fuck. We gotta give him those two things. We gotta give it to him. Stupid.
Yeah, I don't think I have any good frog facts. They're pretty cool, though. I've watched a lot of different nature stuff, but I don't think a lot of it's about frogs.
Let's be some experts on history. What you know anything about history?
History at all? I mean, yes.
Anything, dude.
Were you literally just born? No, I was not. Name something that came before now. Oh, boy. It's a lot of pressure.
Real quick. Pam, are you glad that you have a podcaster on your station that asks the hard-hitting questions, the real fucking, like, razzle-dazzle truths?
Hey, have you ever eaten food before?
You like food,
the deep,
bro?
Hard-hitting questions. What's your favorite color? Pick 7. Well,
tell me about the time last time
being
you cried.
Buried alive is my darkest fear.
Oh, cool. Now I know how to kill you.
Yeah, you can. Well, there's a lot easier ways to kill me. If you hate me, yeah, bury me alive in a cave.
If I give. Okay. But
like spelunking is something I will never do.
Do you
want
to go to Carlsbad Caverns with me?
Nope.
You're in the fucking building, dude.
I have zero interest in ever going underground into a cave voluntarily.
Hey, there's a sandwich. Hey,
you want to say it into the microphone?
Happy birthday, bitch.
Yo, there's a sandwich for you out there.
There you go, Mark
in that
Neuer.
Brown bag. Yeah, there's a whole ass fucking BLT for you, dude. A BLT from Gus's.
Like, have you seen the
movie? You like BLTs? Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the movie? Ooh, what's it called? Where those girls go underground spelunking?
The Descent.
They find Satan.
The Descent.
Yeah, that shit is not that scary of a film, other than the fact that it specifically caters to my darkest fears. Like there's a point where she's like crawling through a crevice in a cave and gets stuck, and I'm like, I would bite off my own tongue and die. Like I have no interest in being trapped underground.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking horrible.
What
dude.
About you? How would you least like to die?
The ocean terrifies me.
You don't like the ocean?
Yeah. It's
drowning?
Not drowning.
Or sharks.
Sharks.
Okay.
Or like something in the ocean dragging me down.
Drowning. When you're swimming and then like something hits your foot.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
You know those pictures of like the dude that's just like, it's like a little picture of a guy like swimming at the top, and there's like the giant monster like underneath him.
Yeah.
Like that's what I think, because you know, like we're connected. The Pacific Ocean guys is just right over there. And that is, like, you know, that's connected to the rest of the ocean, which is the rest of the world, which is like most of the world, 80%, which is water.
80%
of the world is fucking water. And we,
there could
gross.
Be sea monsters,
my dad
dude.
Used to be an underwater welder. My dad was a deep sea diver.
Cool.
And that shit fucking terrifies me.
Oh, like, no, thank you. I don't want to be. That's kind of like my fear, but with water. Like, I don't want to be trapped underwater either. Because that's very similar ways of dying. I totally get where you're coming from. What's your biggest fear of dying?
Mine would probably be, getting like trapped and confined somewhere, like getting stuck in a cave.
What about an elevator?
An elevator? That's not, I'm talking about like, you can't even turn around.
Or underwater.
Oh, yeah.
I think his is literally a combination of our two fears.
Yeah.
Mine was like underground. Yours was like underwater. And his is like anywhere. I don't want to get trapped anywhere.
Drowning would also be really bad because that would be like the slowest, you know.
Like, I feel
you
like
time to know you're dying.
But I feel like you'd pass out. That's why I like. Freezing. But freezing to death, 100% better than burning to death.
Dying to exposure would be the worst.
Hit me with those ashtrays.
Like fire. I would rather die in the Arctic than in a fire.
Pam, I got time to spark a mini joint, right? I got time to spark a mini joint, right?
But yeah, you got five.
I just don't want to cloud it out in here before fucking joke workshop.
Baby.
I just should be respectful to the fucking lame comics that don't smoke weed. I'm just kidding. I love all these. To all the fucking nerds that don't smoke the reefer. Hey, Mark, you want to jump in here on this podcast? You want to jump in on this podcast?
I can't tell if he said yeah or yeah. Could have been either. No, are you leaving?
What's the word, ladies and gentlemen? So was there a half a sandwich for me, or was it a full with the full one?
Full sandwich.
Oh, I had the half.
Okay, cool. We got another whole sandwich.
I'm sorry. I don't know whose half that was.
That was my half.
Is that your half?
That was my half.
I just inhaled that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it's fine because he was going to give you a whole. So now there were three halves.
Right.
Now there's two halves.
I'm like,
thank God they cut him in half. Mark didn't just rip it in half like an animal.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was so good. Sandwich.
So whose lottery ticket is this? Did you win?
No, we didn't win on that one. I won $40 earlier on a $3 ticket.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I like that one of the words on this crossword is sniff. That's awesome.
Oh, there's some good ones on there, but they didn't give me an E or a T.
No F's either.
Yeah, no, they F'd me. They F'd me.
F'd
they
me
F'd
in the
me
A,
hard
dude.
On that one.
So
I never play lotto scratchers really, because I'm generally unlucky.
So here's an interesting thing, because you're drinking a Diet Coke, right?
Yeah.
You're drinking a Diet Coke.
I sure am.
Remember the conversation we had outside of, I forget where it was, but you told me you drink how many of those like sodas a day, do you think?
Oh. I mean, it's I'm not drinking a soda every day, but these baby cans. Oh, I mean, I would drink at least two of them
if you're drinking one of them, you have to drink two of them
because they're baby cans.
Right.
Other than that, maybe on the days that I do, I'm drinking like a soda.
One.
Probably.
How many times a day do you think that, or I'm sorry, how many times a week do you think that is,
though? Some days I'm not. So, I mean, I'd say probably 4 out of 7 days.
You're drinking at least one?
Yeah.
Some days you go crazy.
one on one day might be like a large soda from McDonald's as opposed to a can.
Right, with or without ice, though.
With ice.
How much ice?
Enough.
Okay. Well, because the buoyancy changes.
No, on my iced coffee, I do light ice. On my soda, I'll always do regular ice.
Dude, this is the most boring conversation. I'm just kidding.
Shut the fuck up. We're experts on ice. Did you not want experts?
Like, damn, dude, I fucking
we got
love
you got
guys.
Some, and it happens to be on cubed ice.
I'm just talking
so,
shit.
So, you know,
I'm
take
sorry.
What you can get.
I try not to drink the sodas.
What?
Well, unless they're mixed with whiskey, but even then I
see, he drinks a lot. He doesn't drink as many sodas as me. He drinks a lot more whiskey than me. So, you know, balances out on the scale.
I know you're sober now. I know you're sober now, but you're like, fuck sodas, but like Adderall, cocaine,
right.
Whiskey, cigarettes.
Right.
Like.
No, I chug cigarettes. I'll tell you that right now.
You eat more blue chew than anybody I fucking know, Mark. You're literally a walking blue chew advertisement. Every set you do is a walking blue chew advertisement.
I've actually got a couple, like at least a week off the blue chews.
Like, I'm surprised like no one's fucking sent you like fleshlights in the mail yet.
Yeah,
hey, for all my fucking viewers out there, send Mark Neuer some fleshlights in the mail.
I'm like, waiting. I'm waiting for a free anything.
What's your address?
Ha 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 ha
You said you want a free anything, and I think the radio listeners would be willing to send you something in the mail.
I'm
going to
get free anthrax.
You can send whatever you want to Mark's house. He's going to say his address right now.
All
right,
he said anthrax on the radio. We got to take a quick commercial break. Just kidding. We're coming right back.
Hey, we're back.
What the fuck is this?
Stupid.
It was potato chips.
Yeah, I don't like barbecue chips.
I can eat one bag. One like bag this size. No.
This again.
No, I don't eat barbecue chips every day. They're not my favorite.
I don't like crunchy shit, dude. Especially when I'm high. I'm not a crunchy
Whoa.
Guy when I'm high, dude. No, I like.
No, you're a crunchy. Whoa, you're not a guy who likes dude. Crunch. You're a crunchy guy all the time.
I'm not crunchy.
Yeah.
That was me touching Mark.
It's wild.
Yeah, I don't like cereal when I'm high.
Whoa.
It's like blasphemy, but I don't.
What if you had cereal that sat in milk for a while?
Well, here's the problem. One time I ate a calzone at the bar at OMG, and then my mouth started bleeding.
Oh.
Like, bad.
What?
So it's like, I can't even.
What else
did
you do to your mouth? Like, that's not. That doesn't just start off making your mouth bleed.
Well, when I was in high school. We were playing Magic the Gathering. We had this a bowl of almonds. You know how almonds are? How they're shaped like a fucking, like a little, like it's a sharp object?
Footballs. Because
yeah. There's a tip, there's a point.
Yeah.
I'm shoving nuts down my throat, right?
They're a tipped oblong.
Oblong.
An oblong with,
yeah.
with a tip.
Yeah. So I'm shoving those down my throat, and I'm chewing them, and I'm shoving nuts in my face. And
yeah.
I bit down wrong, and it went into the roof of my mouth.
Oh.
And that's where this problem started. So now it's scar tissue.
You got a weak roof.
I have a weak roof, dude. I have a leaky roof.
Man, leaky roof.
And so if something crunchy scrapes it, I will start spitting out blood. A lot of blood.
That's awesome, dude.
You're welcome.
That's metal.
I didn't have to get
metal as fuck.
I really appreciate
it. Almonds. This is the big PSA everyone's been waiting for.
Yeah, almonds.
Keep them away from your kids.
Yeah,
holy shit. Not
little,
the almonds.
Little
dude.
Murder footballs.
Keep nuts away from your kids, ladies and gentlemen.
Man.
Keep nuts out of your kids.
They are a great source of protein, though. And
kids?
Good. And no.
Mark, almonds. Say something to the mic.
Hello?
Okay, never mind. I thought I was like.
I don't know, dude.
I was playing like look away with the fucking.
I'm fucking baked. I was baked when I got on the BART, and then I was having an anxiety attack.
Was like a homeless dude playing his speaker really loud?
No, dude. What was even weirder than that, he was a homeless guy with tools.
Holy
shit.
And he
was fucking sitting there like tightening shit on BART, and I was like, dude, stop fucking around. I don't know what the fuck you're doing, but quit fucking doing it, bro. You're over here with fucking tools, and you're just like, you barely have a shoe on right
He's
now.
He's taking
like,
the
stop.
Train apart, Mark.
No, I don't want him to pick
It's not head. Built right. Do you don't want him to fix it?
This guy fucking knows better.
He's an expert on BART trains.
Nope. I wasn't.
No one has tools unless they're willing to use them.
That's actually my greatest fear is being on the BART train and having it be under the water, and then the BART tunnel breaks, and then the water comes in, and there's no escape from the train, and the water just starts filling up, and then there's all these people, and you're like, it's slow. Because the water's filling up and they don't come get you because you're under the fucking bay.
So, you guys notice, now let's break it down. Do you guys notice how Pam's darkest fear is an amalgamation of all the fears that have come before her?
Oh,
being trapped,
shit.
Being underground, being underwater. Fucking all of BART!
Fucking BART! No.
Bam! The ultimate fear. I bet if the next person fucking came in, it would be all of our fears and Pam's fear. Somehow
who the
worse.
Fuck is who else is showing up to mutiny, man?
Yeah,
who's
we'll ask
the
them what their
bird?
Darkest fear is, and if it's not that, they lose.
Flag someone down off the street. Call in. Anybody listen to call?
Did you roll that?
No, that's
a pre-roll? There you are. Round of applause for Pam Benjamin, ladies and gentlemen.
Round of applause for Pam Benjamin.
Radio, you know what? She fucking did it, dude. Gotta buy t-shirts. If
you
don't buy t-shirts, Pam Benjamin will not let us be holding
Hey, Pam.
Don't buy
Do you have a place that I could store about 1,000 pairs of shoes?
What? That's actually,
are you trafficking humans? Where do you get 1,000 pairs of shoes?
I changed my darkest fear. My darkest fear is that Dakota's trafficking children.
Yeah. Underground. New fear.
That Dakota's keeping children on a bar train somewhere underwater.
Do y'all want to keep being haters? Do y'all want to hear the hustle?
They're not close-toed.
I would love to hear the hustle. All
right.
They are sandals.
So my dad, hear me out. He's recently going on his trip across.
It has the toe prints because of the dirt.
Very tiny toes.
Very small toes.
Very small toes, like ants, like peas.
Yeah, like boop. Little peas. Like little puppy prints. Dude. Boop. I'm sorry, Dakota. What were you saying?
Yeah. What's the hustle?
So my dad, he's going on his trip across the country, right? And he hit me up. And we run this business back in Texas. My dad has a giant warehouse, a big shop, and we resell shoes. So we get these big-ass bags of shoes. It comes about 1,000 pairs, and I sell each pair for $5 a pair. And it's just a bunch of women's shoes. And
that is literally a lot of footwork.
Times five. Oh, yeah.
What is
$5? 5,000.
It's only $5,000. It's $5,000.
1,000 times five?
Why don't you do the shoes? Six?
You can do whatever you want.
You do a $5 shoe.
It depends. I hustle hard.
Yeah.
I've sold
some people
shoes
only
like
need one.
Yeah.
There's been times where.
Especially if it's used. I just want to sniff it. You know?
Yeah. Used women's shoes? You can sell for more than $5.
They are used.
I know they're used.
Can we buy? I'll buy those off of you for $4. Yeah. Sell them for $10.
So that's actually what I used to do. I would get these big ass bags and I would hook up like homeless people and crackheads like back in Nacogdoches, kind of on consignment. Uh-huh. And I would be like, here's you like a shit ton of shoes. And like they would give me like $50 for like a stack of shoes. Cause these cost me pennies.
I was like, dude, cause
these shoes cost me pennies.
I could not handle some like 500 people.
So they would be
owing me $5.
No, they don't owe me no money at all. So I would literally be like, "Give me $50 and I'll give you way more shoes than you need." And then they would fucking take a bunch of shoes and sell them and do whatever they want with them, and that would be the deal.
Yeah.
I think you should set up a little booth outside of all the sex shops in San Francisco. I think that's a fucking
dude.
Like next to strip club, like
get the pervs.
That's a really good idea.
And the strippers who are looking for good shoes.
Dude. Perverts.
Will you all hang out with me one day? We'll do it like as
there's,
a bit. We'll
there's
film it.
Women there who buy shoes.
We should definitely do
and
that.
There are men
actually
there
on the cool Pam. What size are you? I can get you a bunch of shoes. They've only been partially worn. Okay. Do you like stuff with heels and like tall, like tall around like the leg?
Pam, how much of a hooker do you want to be?
I need a pair of black shoes.
So I got you.
I always wear other people's shoes.
Yeah, no, for real. Same. I bought these at Ross.
What do you think? I made these?
I found these on the 20th Street outside of Atlas.
She washed them, though, right?
I put them right on. I smelled them. There was
Pam.
Nice.
Pam.
You know what they say. If there's no
Pam, wash the shoes first.
There's no poop. But no, so
not always Pam does it.
That's what I was saying. I can get a bunch of
not
shoes.
Not always, I'm sure.
I need a place to store 1,000 pairs of shoes.
What?
1,000 shoes.
You should get.
That's 2,000 shoes.
Fuck, dude. Fuck, dude.
2,000 individual shoes.
Yeah.
Listen, dude. I'll find a way. I could maybe cut it.
I can cut it down. I can do like 500.
Listen, I'll find a way to store all your shoes if you cut me in a percentage of your sales.
I got you, dude. You have to help me sell it though. Like you gotta.
It's a lot of shoes. That is a lot of shoes.
All right, so
if
anybody that's listening, that like I'm gonna post this, and I hope y'all are listening, give me a storage unit, like, and I'll get you some shoes.
Well, no, why don't you just put money down for a storage unit?
Because fucking, I don't want
to.
Because
if he doesn't have to pay for it,
profit, then you have to sell the shoes for a little bit more. But if you sell it for 50 cents more, if you sell it for fucking five $5.50 or I mean, just do it for six.
See, this is the expert, business expert. We switched to business.
Nah, that's why you do. That's why you do five.
What are you doing, a fucking nonprofit? You better be making profit off of it.
You go $5.50 or you do two for.
You don't want profit, just send it to goddamn, you know, Africa. But I bet you Africa sends it back. They don't fucking want your shit either. I don't want your shit.
One pair for six, two pairs for ten. Just saying, one pair for six, two pairs for ten. That way,
if they buy two, you still get down to the original price you were talking about. But if they only buy one, you're making an extra dollar a shoe. Yeah, dude.
We're gonna wrap up in the next 10.
Hey man, what else would you like to know about?
We went frogs.
I've been reading some.
Yo, I heard today was like International Kindness Day or some shit like that. Or happiness or something. I don't know.
Oh, I wrote a song for your birthday.
Did you?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
I would.
North Dakota. South Dakota, they're both pretty great, but they won't outroll ya, cause there's a guy who loves to smoke, and he has some funny jokes. Any Dakota would be nice, but I choose Dakota Price. Ooh.
Damn, dude, that's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
That was for you. I wrote it as I was coming over here.
Oh, dude.
You want some gum?
I don't chew gum when I'm. It's a. I'm a professional, so I won't.
Come on, tell him to take it. Tell him to take it.
No.
You take it then. You have to take it in his name, and you can eat it later. If you. Okay.
Gandy exclusive goes by they them pronouns. Yeah, it's okay. Just you're good. You're
good.
They them.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got it.
It was cool.
Yes. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Fly. I always wanted to fly or be invisible. Flying would be dope.
Flame powers.
Like firebender?
Control fire, yeah.
Well, because flying is super dangerous. Just imagine, like, I was looking at, I think it was Comic Vine or CBR or, like, one of those comic book forum had a list where they're like, this is why your favorite superpowers would be in realism, would be terrible.
Yeah.
They're like, think about you get all those bugs and shit in your face, but at like the speed of flight.
Oh my god, you hit
it! I didn't even fucking think about that.
Yeah,
like,
or like planes.
Dude, you know, actually, now that you think about it, there's a movie. Did you ever watch that movie, Chronicle? It was
sounds familiar, but
self camera show, like where the, you know, it was like a hidden camera show or whatever, like where the dude like, but it was these kids, like, it had a Jordan B. Peterson in it, the guy that plays in Creed.
Oh,
and, it had him, this other dude. Anyway, they found this fucking rock that gave them superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
And like the kid had the abusive dad and shit, and he got super strong with it. And the other guys were like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
They got
that.
Telekinetic powers. I think that would be dope. Like whatever powers they had, that would be sick.
Sure, I mean, because
they could go like move some shit with your mind and your body. Like,
there's some movies and stuff like that where the superpower is essentially a vague amalgamation of several different powers. But
yeah, like telekinetic.
You're like, you're kind of telekinetic and you can kind of fly and you, yeah, a little bit. It's all brain power related.
Yeah,
brain power is one power.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked, I used to watch, Heroes when season one of Heroes.
Yeah.
I super enjoyed because especially at the beginning, each episode you would run into a new person who would have like a entirely original superpower.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Finding out different people's powers. And then that show got a little garbage as it kept going, but started out good. There's also a show called The 4400 that I really enjoyed. Like, all these people throughout time, from like 1950 to 2000, whatever, 4,400 people disappear. And then at one point, they all reappear in the same time period.
Oh,
and
bro.
They have random powers, and no one knows where they went or why, but they develop different powers.
That's wicked.
Yeah, super cool. That's a show worth watching if you like power stuff at all.
That's really, there's this one that was on a Netflix where they, like, you could take your pill and, like, there was a random chance of any power, like, you know, like any, but like it could be like you just explode when you
or
take
yeah
pill.
Or you die.
Yeah.
Was that
I think it was called Power.
That, like, wasn't Will.
No, but it had Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I think I saw that, but I might have been real high and fallen asleep at parts, so kinda.
I had this moment at work a while back that I was like, I had a text with a friend I hadn't talked to in a minute, and I was like, dude, do you remember that movie where they had the backpack time machine and they kept go back in time and then the thing, and then he was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then I just started typing that into Google, and Google was like, oh, yeah, Project Almanac. And I was like, yeah, Project Almanac. I really like that.
If you literally just use your stream of consciousness, Google will figure it out.
It's crazy.
What's
it's
that,
like,
one song that goes da 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 without even putting in the... I found songs like that. What's the one song where it goes do 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 do, and they're like, oh, yeah, you mean... Yeah, you found it.
I used to do the like, test it on my phone. I would do, what's this song, Google? And I would go, and it'd be like, oh, yeah, this Cher.
Does it? Can you ask Siri that? You can be like, hey, Siri, what's this song? And then be like, ha-ba-do-boo-boo-boo.
Yeah, you can do that. Oh. Not with Siri, but like I think I can do it for sure with my phone. Like with
okay,
because
I mean,
Google,
I've told them to
the
do
the Google,
like,
Assistant.
Yeah. Because I've done, I've asked them when a song was playing, but that's just when I wasn't using whatever, those SoundHound or Shazam.
Yeah. Oh, shit, we're at 53 minutes. Y'all want to wrap it up, guys? Yeah, dude, this has been awesome. Fuck.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Dakota. Happy birthday to you. Boo-doo-doo-doo.
Thanks for that. I appreciate that.
Yep, just had to throw it in at the end there.
All right, for everybody listening, it's me, your boy Dakota Price, and this has been a fun time on Trust Me, My Friends, an Expert here at Mutiny Radio. Don't forget to tune in and listen in to Joke Workshop, and check out the new reels that are going to be going up on Instagram, all that good stuff.
And you can follow me at Spencer T. Devine, D-E-V-I-N-E, on Instagram, and Open Improv SF is a improv gym, and you should check that out on Instagram as well.
Yeah.
For any upcoming dates.
Candy Exclusive isn't a real person. They don't exist. They are actually a hologram here by the Metaverse. The Metaverse provided this hologram.
Wow, I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
I've never sat this close to
a
hologram.
Actor.
Yeah, paid actor. Yeah.
The artist formerly known.
All right, guys, that was a fucking episode of Trust Me, My Friends, an Expert.
Hey, thanks, the internet. We covered a lot of things. Remember, is pork vagina pork?
Yeah, is pork vagina
You're
pork?
Welcome.
Yeah, shout out to Mark Neuer. Shout out Spencer Devine. Woo!
Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship. as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the Internet Ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Homie Patrick, namaste. Every Monday at 6 p.m., it's Joke Workshop, streaming live on MutinyRadio.fm. Lift the veil from your third eye on joke creation and what it takes to be a stand-up comic in the five shakasanas of San Francisco's comedy scene. This all-ages open mic invites pre-sign by Venmoing $2 to $5 at Mutiny Radio. Join us live for a small and special audience at the Mutiny Radio Studio and Gallery Performance Space, 2781 21st Street at Florida Street in the deep, deep, deep Mission. Every Monday at 6 p.m. Does my ponytail look cool? Thank you. Namaste.
Tuesday used to be the most unlikely night for fun.
But every week at 6 p.m., come to OMG's Tuesday Open Mic.
And see comics work out new material for free. For free.
They get your Tuesday night party on with 2-for-1 well drink specials during the 6 to 8 p.m. show.
Check out Eventbrite to reserve your free seat every Tuesday, 6 p.m.
at OMG on Savory 6th Street.
Savory 6th Street. Show up to go up.
Come watch your favorite John Hughes 80s films through a whole new lens. We'll have the subtitles on and the volume low while a panel of feminists critique these beloved movies that shaped a generation with sexist, classist, homophobic, racist plots and characters and settings, along with a healthy dose of damage property. Hosted by staunch feminist Pam Benjamin at Mutiny Radio, join us 2:15 for 16 Candles with Lauren Kraut and Emma Brennan. 3:01, The Breakfast Club with Spencer Devine and Dominic Delgadillo. 3:15, Pretty in Pink with Nina G and Allison Reynolds. And 3:28, Some Kind of Wonderful with Mel Michelle. Hey, it's really exciting. We're going to be here, 2781 21st Street, screening John Hughes films with you, 6 o'clock, every other Wednesday, Mutiny Radio.
Hey, kids, it's your pal, Spider-Man. Sorry, Spider-Man. Mortimer Spider-Man. When I'm not swinging through the senior facility, besting Mysterio at Boggle, or getting beautifully plowed by the Rhino, I'm headed down to Mutiny Radio at the corner of 21st and Florida. They got some schlemiels doing the laugh. But hey, don't be a schmuck. And donate $2 to $5 on, hold on, what is this? Let me get my glasses. The print's too small. Hold on. Venmo? That's not real. What is that, Swedish? You knew that, right? This is in San Francisco. I'll drown it on. It's nap time.
The year is 2023.
Oh, I wish that laughter had value. And the unexpected laugh was priceless. Worry not. True Entertainment has brought us a savior in whosthatlive.com. Oh, finally, an escape from the apocalyptic nightmare I live in. You can go to whosthatlive.com and buy comedy tickets. And you're in a raffle, I guess.
True Productions. weekly comedy at the best neighborhood bar in the city. Join your friends from Mutiny Radio every Thursday at 8 p.m. at the Bar on Dolores at 29th and Dolores. Starting after any very important sports game that might happen to be on, you're guaranteed a night of laughter for free. And when paired with the drink specials and the nicest bartender in San Francisco, it'll become a Thursday ritual. Show up to go out for comics, and please reserve your free tickets on Eventbrite so we know you're coming to laugh.
There is happy hour is when the comedy is the cheapest.
Happy hour, the most free 2 hours of hour-long comedy on the radio and internet streaming live. 2781 21st Street. Come down, be in the audience.
Dog friendly.
We are. Mutiny Radio is absolutely dog friendly. Ooh, a dog party. Ain't no party like a dog party. Dog party at Mutiny Radio.
Every Friday, dog party at Mutiny Radio. Happy hour.
2781 21st Street. Happy hour. Mutiny Radio. .fm. Here in .sf.
Calling all crusties, punks, and posers. Pick your posteriors up off the pavement. Pack up your pins and patches and prepare to party. The Pacific Northwest Vest Fest returns this Saturday only at the SeaTac Expo Center. Whether you're a leather lover or just a denim demon, if you're looking to dress to impress for less, do not stress. You'll find all the best in pre-distressed vests right here at the Pacific Northwest Vest Fest. With over 40 vendors selling countless crossover styles, you'll find the perfect thing for your scene. Metal, thrash, Walmart, high-vis, and everything in between. All in one place. One day only. Unless it's a jacket. If you need a jacket, take your square ass somewhere else. Never pay for fabric you don't need. Ditch the sleeves, but save the rest for the Pacific Northwest Fest Fest this Saturday only at SeaTac. Bring a can of PBR, get it half price.
Daddy, Daddy, what are we gonna do today?
At 2 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon?
Oh, over there at the parklet in front of Atlas Cafe for Titans of Comedy.
That's Titans of Comedy. Apparently, they've got great sandwiches, cafe drinks, and even some of my favorite beverages, like beer, wine, and sangria. All the things I drink to forget your mother.
My new Uncle Blake says you smell like a brewery.
What did I say about interrupting me? Anywho, right here on 20th and Alabama in the Deep Mission, paired with tasty comedy from Bay Area's favorite comics.
For free!
Every Saturday, or at least the two Saturdays a month that the court mandates I have to see you.
It's sunshine, and even in a drizzle, but not too much. Hey, Daddy, remember after soccer practice when it was raining and you didn't come?
I really don't. Anywho.
You take it with the freezers.
Reservations on Eventbrite. Stuck in public schools.
In a tri-level dual world of stand-up comedy, laughter has value and the unexpected laugh is priceless. Who is that live.com? Comedy. Local shows on sale now. Everyone that purchases a ticket will automatically be entered into a true drawing. Who wants to focus on the genre of stand-up comedy and those that who's that? Go to whoisthatlive.com for upcoming shows.
Dada Wednesday.
Join us on a Dada journey
Wednesdays.
Into the absurd.
Dada Wednesday.
Dada Wednesday.
Dada Wednesday.
Radio Havana.
Dada Wednesday.
1109
Dada
Valencia.
Wednesday.
At 22nd.
Dada Wednesday.
In San
Dada
Francisco.
Wednesday.